brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Growing are telling the federal government it is completely rogue and criminal, that they will not put up with gun confiscation, concentration camps, staged terror attacks, you name it. Increasing number of states declaring sovereignty. This article by Kurt Nimmo will be going over it early in this hour. Then we've got Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, with his once-a-week visit with us to cover the huge developments the last 7 days in the economy. Then we've got Steve Watson, the webmaster of Infowars.net and a writer for PrisonPlanet.com. The Blackjack articles, three series that have run in a major British international newspaper where it shows the government staging terror attacks and bringing in a new world order and a North American Union. Why are they doing this? The paper, this has been going on for weeks, will not comment on the series and say what the whole point of it is. Very mysterious. We'll also have open phones today at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. In the last 2 days, there's been big developments. SEC lawyer last night made claims of executive privilege under national security on the Bernie Madoff scandal, the 50, no one knows, to $100 million missing. He's allowed to stay out of jail, be in his own house with his own security guards. SEC lawyer clamps up on Madoff scandal, cites executive privilege. Huge new development, and Madoff whistleblower testifies a few days ago and blasts the SEC, saying that he feared for his life when he went to them 9-plus years ago, almost 10 years ago, with it all wrapped up in a pretty bow, is his quote, of the fraud, and that he basically believes the SEC was involved in it with them. Now, I watched part of his testimony on C-SPAN, and when you ended up seeing it up on the news, it'd be, oh, independent financial fraud investigator Harry Markopoulos appeared before the House Financial Services Subcommittee, and he said that the SEC was scared of Madoff and were just a bunch of idiots. Well, no, that's not what he said. And he put in submissions in 1999, in 2001, in 2005, in 2007, in 2008, over and over again. And now we have Madoff tied into AIPAC, the big American-Israeli group that is the biggest. They don't have the most money of any lobbying group out there, more than all the defense contractors, more than the oil companies, lobbying in Washington, running their members for Congress. Now the largest single bloc in Congress are AIPAC. Oh, yeah. It's not the Black Caucus or the Southern Caucus or the Liberal Caucus. No, it's the AIPAC Caucus. And he was donating large portions of the stolen billions, funneling it into Israel and into Brazil and other areas and right back into AIPAC. That's now coming out. And we first heard that from Bob Chapman here months ago when all this broke, and now it's coming out in the mainstream news. And what's old Bush say? National security. The SEC says we're citing executive privilege under national security. We're not going to tell you why we didn't. And the SEC kept saying over and over again, it's alleged that Mr. Madoff did this. It's alleged. And finally, one congressperson said, wait a minute. This isn't alleged. He's confessed on national television. And then they just said, look, executive privilege, national security. We're not telling you where the probably over $100 billion. The media is saying $50 billion, but evidence is over $100 billion. And this is only one front company, folks. One front company. And Madoff's taking the fall for them. will probably stage his death like the head of Enron.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system, new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. E-Foods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The United States has been hijacked like every other major nation in the world by tyrants. Every other nation on the planet has been hijacked from time to time, more often than not by tyrants. And the very crew that has brought down hundreds of third world nations through fraud and then brought their populations into sharecropper bondage through fraudulent debt now has this nation in a stranglehold. If they are able to use their pitch man, their front man, Barack Obama, to sell further erosions of liberties and freedoms for security, further wars, expansions of the dictatorial power of the private banks, they will succeed. And as things get worse and worse, they'll always say the same thing. Hey, we're in a crisis. Give us everything we want. Give them everything they want. Things get worse. Hey, we're in a crisis. Give us everything we want. And then things get worse. Hey, see, things got worse. Give us even more. And then things get worse. Remember hope and change and everything was going to be great. And then now Obama says, pass this stimulus package, over $1 trillion for golf courses and yacht clubs and CPS kidnapping children and abortion funding, amongst other things, federalization of police, or we will have a catastrophe. We will have a depression. and all these CEOs and bank heads line up and like a bunch of parrots, a tree full of cockatoos, chirping the same message. But the polls are out. Upwards of 80% of the people are against the stimulus. 98% in the major polls. 1,000-to-1 phone calls against the original banker takeover. They got 20% of the public that thinks it's, quote, free money in a handout who are for it. And I hear them calling into talk radio. They are so dumbed down. They are like lambs to the slaughter. It's like, hey, we need this money. Hey, we need to give this money to people to get things going again. You've got to pay all that back in taxes, you buffoons. It's going to devalue what money you do have. It's going to devalue the currency and your savings while you also have to pay it back. Do you understand that? But they don't care. Criminals, parasites at every level of government know that the globalists are completely imploding the West, as they've done the third world. So they're just busy snatching and grabbing whatever they can as fast as they can. Madoff whistleblower testifies, blast the SEC. All things considered, February 4, 2009, when Bernard Madoff was arrested and charged with running a giant Ponzi scheme, many people were shocked, but not Harry Markopoulos. He's the man who looked at Madoff's investment returns a decade ago and figured they didn't add up. Markopoulos made several attempts to persuade the Securities and Exchange Commission to investigate, all for naught. He had no trouble Wednesday getting people to listen. He told a congressional panel in Washington that the SEC is a failed regulator that was unable to protect investors. Well, he said more than that. And I've just been too busy to go up to YouTube and grab all the select clips. I watched a bunch of them last night. We may play some later in the show today. We're certainly going to post them up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So, see, the media is kind of whitewashing what he really said. Markopoulos said it took him just 5 minutes to figure out that Madoff was running a scam. He only had to look at the performance chart for Bernard L. Madoff Investment Securities. Yeah. Anytime you hear somebody say for 20 years or for 15 years or for 30 years, like Madoff was claiming, we have a 15%+ profit guaranteed. You hear that, you know it's a Ponzi scheme, period. And I hear it all the time with other scammers out there. So if you hear that, if you hear somebody say, we have a guaranteed investment that decade to decade will give you 15%+ every time, run. Don't walk, run. Run screaming, warning people in the other direction. It was a 45-degree angle without any variation, he said. It went in only one direction, up. It never had variation like the market does, like this. That was the key tip-off. Markopoulos and his staff did some more digging and came to the conclusion that Madoff was cheating his investors. As the investment went on, Markopoulos said he feared for his safety and that of his family. So he presented his findings anonymously to the Securities and Exchange Commission. Only a few officials knew his real name. He said he kept returning to the SEC to urge it to take up the case and was repeatedly ignored. Unfortunately, as they didn't respond to my written submissions in 2000, 2001, 2005, 2007, 2008, here we are today, Markopoulos said. Meanwhile, Madoff's operations grew bigger and he attracted more investors. You have to in a Ponzi scheme. Markopoulos said he made it clear to the congressional panel that he thinks the SEC fell down on the job. I gift-wrapped and delivered the largest Ponzi scheme in history to them. It's not the largest Ponzi scheme. Social Security, the Defense Department, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports, those are the biggest Ponzi schemes in history, okay? Fractional reserve banking itself is. I gift-wrapped and delivered the largest Ponzi scheme in history to them, and somehow they couldn't be bothered to conduct a thorough and proper investigation because they were too busy on matters of higher priority, he said. If a $50 billion Ponzi scheme doesn't make the SEC priority list, then I want to know what sets their priorities. Let me tell you what sets their priorities. We leaked this a year and a half ago, just as much as I was allowed to say. And then when it came out in the New York Times 2 months ago, I covered it. Mark Cuban, who made billions of dollars, $3 billion selling a system to Yahoo, and who owns the Dallas Mavericks basketball team and a Hollywood production studio, he called Charlie Sheen up and said, I hear you might be working on this Loose Change Final Cut film, voicing it. I'd like to release that through my production house, 2929. And it was basically a done deal. And then internally, with no one even knowing this was going on, because we were being surveilled, one of the producers had an Air Force general who is the brother-in-law come to his house and say, your children aren't safe if you do this. And he's like, well, how do you know about this? And they said, we know. That's how real these terrorists are, folks. That's how real they are. That's when you know it's real. It's when they start doing this stuff. And then we heard that they were threatening Mark Cuban secretly, but that he was still going to go ahead with it. Then they go public. Bill O'Reilly comes out and says, you'll be destroyed. Don't do it, like a mafia gangster to Sheen and Cuban. Then the SEC sends an email and a phone call. This is now in the New York Times, saying, if you do this, we're going to open SEC investigations on you and your stock trading. And they did it, and it was a year investigation, and they indicted Mark Cuban for selling a couple hundred thousand, the guy's worth billions and billions, of his own stock, something totally legal. And he said, I'm going to fight you. And the fight's ongoing. So this is what goes on in America. They listen to my phones. They listen to Charlie Sheen's phones. They follow me around. They death threaten me. They call my wife up and threaten her. The New World Order is real, folks. Not just all the research and the data and now the news, you know, the Wall Street Journal saying the New World Order is a great thing and will save us. That's basically word for word. And the North American Union is real. And we're going to take over the dollar and merge everything and set up a new form of government where you don't have any checks and balances or liberty. They don't tell you that part. But they go on to say in the Financial Times of London that, yes, now it's time for world government. And the world government had to keep this secret from you, but it's for your own good. And, yes, it's dictatorial. It's dictatorial. You don't run anything. And meanwhile, the public was told for decades it didn't exist, so they're hearing it on TV that it exists now, and they're still they're engaged in doublethink. They say, it exists, and it is the answer to our problems, but simultaneously, I'm an evil kook liar. You know, this is quite a game of psychological brinksmanship. I know they can set me up, kill me anytime, go after my family, and I've just committed and just say, you know, God, it's in your hands. And then I've got to sit here and see all the COINTELPRO attacking me and then all the weak-minded camp followers that do it. And I know that none of these people, including these minions of evil, have any future unless they wake up and join the people against this evil. Let me tell you something. Bernie Madoff and all these guys are taking the cops' pension funds right now. They're already telling the cops half their money's gone. The firemen, at least half their money's gone. Some states more. They're already telling you have no money, no future. They've stolen your money, too. But you're going to sit there and love them and sit there and go along with them? And you CENTCOM guys will come threaten us on the website with your handle, and we'll go to your MySpace, and there you are threatening us on there? It's you? And you're proud you're in the military, engaging and threatening the American people? You think that's a good thing? You think your children have any future? You are literally, it's like going in your house, pouring gasoline all around yourself and lighting it, and then you're laughing at me? Oh, yeah, you're burning me up, but you're burning your own butt up. And so I'm so deep into this thing. It's actually a good feeling. I'm so deep into it. Nothing even matters except beating these people. And I'm just committed. And I'm just ramming the side of them. You know, forget the maneuvers. Go straight at them. I'm just ramming the enemy ship. And I don't care. It is a good feeling. And I guess you've on the other side, you've got a good feeling too. You're evil. You like it. You're committed against humanity. You're committed to wickedness. You're committed to darkness. And so that's it. The two opposing forces, like two giant freight trains going 100 miles an hour apiece, are going to run straight on, head on into each other. And In the final equation, that's it. We'll come back with more news.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
On a long, lonesome highway east of Omaha.
We're going to talk to Bob Chapman next hour. He's a financial expert on the SEC lawyer. Clams up on Madoff scandal, cites executive privilege, how that ties in with the whistleblower. Now this is tied into AIPAC, money laundering op. Buy a lot of politicians with $50 billion. Also increasing number of states declaring sovereignty. Eight of them now, Washington State, New Hampshire, Arizona, Montana, Michigan, Missouri, Oklahoma, California, Georgia. GE chief warns of U.S. depression threat. Financial Times of London. Blackjack 3, Telegraph continues propaganda piece, depicts concentration camps, martial law, government staging terror attacks. Top Democratic senator says Dems are going to reinstate the fairness doctrine. We have the audio clip of that. That's coming up. Horrible story here, but people need to hear it. Florida doctor investigated in baby botched abortion. This is out of the Associated Press. They, every day, all over the country, in every major abortion facility that does late terms, they just, they don't sell the babies, the baby parts. In China, they keep them alive in some cases for medical experiments. That's on record. They just throw them in a trash can, and a lot of people have been dug out of the trash by pro-lifers. There are scores of famous cases on record, and you know they're now young women. Some of them are, well, my age after Roe v. Wade, of 34, 35 years old, and they get up and give speeches, and you know, they have big wounds in them where the calipers and the knives cut into them, but they still survive. You know, they could just adopt these babies out if the CPS wants to kidnap so many, but no. Let's just go ahead and kill it, even though it's 8.5 months old, 7 months old, 8 months old. And that dovetails with an article I didn't get to yesterday. I mentioned it. Judges took bribes to send children to privately owned juvenile detention centers. Millions of dollars. And see, it's a business. And this goes on everywhere. In fact, I just have the InfoWars version of this with a few paragraphs with our link to it. I want to cover this in the next segment. One of you guys print this for me. Just come get this story and print it right now. Thank you so much. Just print it from the original source, the Post-Gazette, because I only have part of it, just a few paragraphs of it there. I read it last night in entirety. It's somewhere here, but I can't find it. So we'll cover that coming up in the next segment. And maybe you don't want to hear about all this, but you need to know that criminals have almost completely converted the upper echelons of federal, state, regional government, county, and city government. And they're now finishing the phase of removing mid-level and low-level employees who are involved in crime. And soon they will have a complete tyranny in place. And then look out, because they're all hungry. They don't just want your money, your house, your land, your business. They want to dominate you. They're control freaks. You know, I put a private investigator on the local Access TV cable board. And because they were trying to shut it down, it's the birthplace of Access 3 years ago, went to court, did a lot of other stuff, and the director was sent to Huntsville prison for stealing, $350,000-something. Now, we knew it was more like $1 million. We know who the other people were. I even went into meetings as an investigator, bluffed board members, recorded them. You know, once we had enough evidence, I went in with classic cop tactics and said, we know you did this. Now go ahead and tell us what you did. The city didn't want any of that past the director. Then I got death threats, by the way. But that's a daily occurrence, no big deal. I had one guy come up and punk me in the chest at a telecommunications meeting and said, you better watch it or you're dead. And I just said, oh, look, he just threatened me. I mean, that's who we're dealing with. And it went up into the telecommunications group. It went into the city, and they're just all in there in the city of Austin, stealing everywhere. And so because we had this guy red-handed, they sent him to prison. Red-handed. And they burned him, and he shut up, and he's about to get out of prison. I think they gave him like a 10-year sentence or something, but I think he's supposed to be out this year. So, I mean, don't tell me there's not corruption. All I've seen is corruption. And there's just thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of cases that are so horrible and so incredible that I have trouble even believing it. Now, are all the police corrupt? Are all the bureaucrats corrupt? Are all the social workers corrupt? No. But their bosses, their directives, their mission is evil. And they've incrementally twisted them, a lot of decent men and women who are weak-minded, into carrying out evil and not recognizing what they're doing. So when we get back, we'll tell you what's happening to scores of babies. They kill around 1.5 million babies a year right here in the U.S. We're gonna cover this so you can know what's going on. And then we're going to talk about how they're kidnapping children for payoffs. Mafia payoffs. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their attribution.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end.
There's a lot of mind games the establishment plays on the public. First, they fool you to be into a socialized system, or even if you're not on welfare, or on the government dole or have a government job, you know you're paying for it. And so they then sell the message through popular culture, through public school, through college, that it's just the received, granted knowledge that it's true that more children is bad and that more children cost the public money, when it's actually children that are our future. And if they had any hope in this Ponzi scheme of big government and Social Security and pensions, that we needed another baby boom. But that didn't happen. In the United States, if you take out the giant immigrant influx, has about a 1.7, 1.8, depending on the year, population growth. That means for every two people, we lose more people each year. A mother and a father, on average, have 1.7 children, and they don't replace themselves. And I listen to talk radio now for the last week and a half since that mother had 8 babies. She already had a few children. She went in. She did a type of fertilization that's not in vitro. She did a type where they normally put 5 to 8 embryos in. Most of them don't take. With her, she was very fertile, being a equatorial creature. And boom, they're now talking about how dare her. We've got to pay for her. We've got to pay for her children. She's evil. She's bad. You know, whether it was a good decision or not for her to make when the family's middle class and the grandparents are paying for it, that doesn't matter. The point is they're selling the idea that children are bad. And simultaneously, hundreds of news articles on Fox TV and BBC about environmentalism and carbon footprint. We've got to get past the taboo of saying that that we can't talk about population reduction. We've got to do it. We've got to get our numbers down. And the only group that listens to that is the educated population, higher IQs on average, because there is a kernel of truth to it, at least in this current technological system. And so it is the people that don't care, the people that don't have high IQs, the people that don't have high educations that do have the children. So, and the establishment knew that. When they did the four-year report from 45 to 49 in England, the Royal Commission on Population, and then Kissinger's Memorandum 200, CIA, State Department, 73. They know that globalist policies actually keep the third world deindustrialized, where they can never be industrialized, and that actually causes a blooming of population. But they said they want to do that to hold them down industrially so they can be controlled by the New World Order and their resources, and that they will then come in with soft kill weapons, sterilization, abortion, forced abortion, to reduce the third world response to being in starving squalor to having more children. So these high and mighty globalists up there talking about how they want to save the earth all day, they just want to tax your carbon footprint that has nothing to do with the health of the earth, other than the fact that plants grow faster and are healthier if there is more carbon dioxide. The ocean has billions of times, depending on which study you look at, how many billions of times, all the carbon dioxide that is put out by humans. It's ridiculous. The ocean is made up of carbon dioxide. And you say, Alex, what does that have to do with abortions? Well, once they sell us that human life is a bad thing and that human life is a negative, life is no longer just cheap as it's been throughout history. It's a liability, and so we think of ourselves as bad, and we think of other humans as bad, and so we don't mind when we hear 1,300,000 Iraqis are dead in the last 6 years almost, 1 million plus before that in the 14 years of siege. We don't care when we hear about old folks basically being chained down and euthanized with morphine all over the country, as reported by the Wall Street Journal and other publications. It's on record. They can even talk. They beg for food and water. Please, honey, give me water. Nope, I'm sorry. The state's now your guardian, and you sign those forms saying we were your guardian, and you're going to die. We're going to dehydrate you. Be nicer just to put a bullet in their head. And so the point is, there is a great evil already all around us. And there are thousands of people. In fact, I want to get some of these folks on the show. I've seen them in television interviews. I interviewed some years ago. I know one of them is a beautiful blonde lady. I forget her name. I interviewed her about a decade ago. In fact, send your tips. Help us remember all their names. I mean, I can do a Google search myself and find them. But who you recommend to JoeyV@Infowars.com, and we'll have some of the abortion survivors on. There's thousands. Because pro-lifers know what's going on, and they lurk around. That's what the media says. They lurk around late-term abortion facilities that are in more than 40 states. And they've been arrested for pulling babies out of the trash cans. And they put up barbed wire fences around the dumpsters. And so, but the pro-lifers learned how to throw a rug over the barbed wire and how to get over them. They get cut up and stuff. And they dig around the trash every day when they can, and they get the dead babies out and try to give them proper burials, or they try to bring media attention to it, that it's disrespectful to the human. Or, more often than not, they end up finding a live baby. Now, a lot of times, the baby's all cut up and sliced up or burned from the salts they put in to induce the abortion. And so the baby doesn't survive, and then the pro-lifers get in trouble. How dare you try to save a baby? Now, what they do with a partial birth abortion is, they go ahead and pull the baby out on the table, and they stick a knife in the back of its head, and they stick a vacuum cleaner in and suck its brains out, a suction system, similar to what you have at the dentist, but more powerful. That used to suck the saliva and detritus out of your mouth when they're cleaning your teeth or doing a root canal. And if you don't like to hear this, grow up. This is what we're doing to humanity. And when you do that to the weakest of us, old people, unborn babies, newborn babies, you better believe you're going to start having police brutality. You better believe they're going to start shooting people for no reason. You better believe they're going to start putting you in FEMA camps. Hitler did all this with abortions and infanticide and forced abortions and killing the infirm and getting rid of the old. You got it? It's called eugenics. It's the New World Order belief system. You're under it. The bioethics boards, these unelected medical courts, hand out death sentences every 5 seconds. But many times the babies don't make it. Now, what happens is there have been confirmed cases, what, one in Missouri a few years ago, where these abortuary people admit they're Satanists to the news. They admit it's a sacrifice when they kill the babies. The offices stink. There's blood everywhere. Nurses that are new, you know, it usually comes out when a new hire is there who hasn't been in partial birth abortion, and who rationalize that it was just tissue, even though when the baby's a half inch long, it's got fingerprints, a brain, a heart, a mind, a soul. They go in there, and they walk into the back rooms, and there's just babies gasping and dying. They put them in freezing rooms, because a lot of times even these killers don't like having to suck the brains out. It kind of freaks them out. So they let them die slow. That's kind of like the old people, when they just tie them down and don't give them water. With the dehydration. Everybody, when I talk about that, comes to mind Terry Schiavo, who they could debate whether she had, you know, he wouldn't let him brush her teeth for decades or whatever. You know, that could be debated whether she was a vegetable or not. So they introduced dehydration to the world through her, knowing that for decades they'd been dehydrating people, chained down, begging for water and food. On record, Wall Street Journal series. Remember that. And see how they introduce things to you. Learn their tactics. State may compensate juveniles sentenced by judges. I'm going to get to that in a minute. But first, I wanted to get to this. Florida doctor investigated in badly botched abortion. This is not botched. 18 and pregnant. Cycralina Williams went to an abortion clinic outside Miami and paid $1,200 for Dr. Pierre Jean Jacques to terminate her 23-week pregnancy. 3 days later, she sat in a reclining chair, medicated to dilate her cervix and otherwise get ready for the procedure. Only the doctor didn't arrive in time. According to Williams and the Florida Department of Health, she went into labor and delivered the live baby girl. Now, I love how once the baby's born, it's a human being, or if somebody shoots a 7-month pregnant person and she loses the baby, they charge them with murder. So this is the double-think world we live in. Now, the baby's born. It's time to die. Imagine, people think of Satan as killing a newborn baby, and it's so evil, it's so horrible, people can't even believe it goes on, though it does throughout history. But then, when we think about them chopping up a little baby after it's born, it's like, oh, well, of course, that's very reasonable. See, you're engaged in doublethink. You've been brainwashed, folks. You've got to break your conditioning. And then suddenly you see it everywhere. You see the hypocrisy and the fraud. What Williams and the health department say happened next has shocked people on both sides of the abortion debate. No, it hasn't. This is what they do. One of the clinic's owners, who has no medical license, cut the infant's umbilical cord. Williams said the woman placed the baby in a plastic biohazard bag and threw it out. And there wasn't a pro-lifer because most of them are in jail there to get it out of the trash. That's standard, folks. See, if the doctor would have been there, that'd have sucked the brains. So then it wouldn't have been a problem. Police recovered the decomposing remains in a cardboard box a week later after getting anonymous tips. I don't care. See, somebody in the mortuary did have a problem with this. Well, you had a problem killing it when it was born. Why are you killing it 5 minutes before? You know, they induce labor and bring the baby out with its legs, and as soon as the head crests and they pull it out, they just hold it. They say as long as the baby's touching the woman in legalese, so they kill it holding it up against her. Sorry you don't want to hear this, but it's what's going on. I don't care what your politics are, what your morals are. This should not be happening in our community, said Tom Pennekop, a Miami attorney representing Williams in her lawsuit against the doctor and the clinic owners. The state, he's not a doctor, he's an executioner. The State Board of Medicine is to hear the doctor's case in Tampa on Friday and determine whether to strip his license. Well, what about the person that killed the baby by exposure? The state attorney's homicide division is investigating. No charges have been filed. Terry Chavez, a spokesman with the Miami-Dade County State Attorney's Office, said this week that prosecutors were nearing a decision. You know, that people rioted when that poor black guy got killed execution style in the back, and then the cop beat him up after he shot him because he got frustrated. And then they confiscated the videos and then lied and said that the guy had attacked the cop, and then it turned out he hadn't. Videos got leaked. I wonder if folks will riot over this baby. No, they won't. The doctor's lawyer, Joseph Harrison, called the allegations at best misguided and incomplete. In an email to the Associated Press, he didn't provide details. And it goes on and on and on. The case has riled the anti-abortion community, which contends the clinic's actions constitute murder. The baby was just treated as a piece of garbage, said Tom Bradjacha, president of the Thomas More Society, a law firm that is also representing Williams. People all over the community are just aghast. Even those who support abortion rights are concerned about the allegations. It really disturbs me. Why? Because you are a delusional person? Because you've lived in the la-la land and don't know this is murdered? I mean, well, let's continue. It really disturbs me, said Joni Sterner, president of the Broward County chapter of the National Organization for Women, after reviewing the administrative complaint against the doctor. I know that there are clinics out there like this. See, they're admitting it. And I hope that we can keep women from going to these types of clinics. Hey, how about we keep women from ripping babies out of their wombs? And by the way, depending on the study, it gives you a 50 to 200%, depending on the trimester, increase in cervical, ovarian, and other forms of reproductive organ cancer when you have an abortion. Let me give you a little newsflash. If the baby needs to die, your body will terminate. If things aren't going right, 99% of the time, if your body's in danger, the body will do it. So women just need to know. You've had abortions, that's a good chance of you getting cancer. It's also associated with breast cancer. Why don't you have the baby and adopt it? Hell, if you end up having the baby and keeping it, you'll have to fight CPS off anyways. I mean, they want, see, I mean, you know, they're killing babies with one hand, and then they're CPSing them with another. Well, that's, see, if they can't get the baby dead while it's in the womb, they want to get the kid on drugs, screw them up after they're out. And that's in their own documents. Little mindless scumbag social workers don't know that. You know, either they're pedophiles or they just like the money or they were beat up when they were kids and think everybody's their mommy and daddy. And they're out there paying them back. And it goes on and on. She came face to face with a human being, and that changed everything. The Department of Health accounts continues as follows. Just before noon, she began to feel ill. The clinic contracted the doctor. 2 hours later, she hadn't shown up. He hadn't shown up. Williams went into labor and delivered the baby. She came face to face with a human being. Yeah, and her instincts were completely bent. She wanted to keep maybe going out and partying and stuff. Why didn't you say, give me my baby? You know, at least when you saw the baby and your instincts kicked in. But no, the new world order was too powerful. She came face to face with a human being, and that changed everything. The complaint says one of the clinic owners, Bellicus Gonzalez, came in and cut the umbilical cord with scissors and placed the baby in a plastic bag and the bag in the trash can. God, can you imagine being this Gonzalez guy, how horrible his life must be? I got newsflash for everybody. You do reap what you sow, and you get two judgments, folks. You're going to be judged in this life. Everything bad I've done has come back on me, and everything good I've done has come back on me. And so, whereas I have an instinct and a spirit to want to be good and to love goodness, I still flip over and do bad things sometimes. And let me tell you, I fear God. You can call it the spirit of the universe, whatever you want. The point is, you will be brought to justice. Make no mistake, Gonzalez. Gonzalez is going to wonder why he gets cancer, why he has car wrecks, why he loses his family. He's going to wonder why his life is so unhappy. Because you are a demon. That's why. Because the universe doesn't like you. You understand that? Williams' lawsuit offers a cruder account. She says Gonzalez knocked the baby from the recliner chair where she gave birth onto the floor. Did you hear that? Because, see, when they dehumanize something, they've got to be hateful to it. It's like I've seen cops breaking abortion protesters' arms, and then they'll pull out a club and start going after them again. It's like, oh, I broke your arm, and it kind of excites them. I've got that in my martial law film. The baby's umbilical cord was not clamped, allowing her to bleed out. Gonzalez scooped the baby, placenta and aftermath into a red plastic biohazard bag, and threw it out. Just give me that baby. I'm throwing it on the ground. No working telephone can be found for Gonzalez, and an attorney who represented the clinic in the past did not return messages. Well, they go on to say the baby could have survived and been adopted, but no, it had to die over a week in a trash can. Cockroaches fed on its flesh. And Satan smiled, and every psychopath got a little gleam in their eye as dark power flowed through them.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market, and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery, and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
This is not America. This is not the human soul. This is evil being downloaded by the population as they become biological androids of the dark force. For many of us, we didn't go too far down the dark path. We turned back. But for many, they've gone completely over. You study psychopaths, you learn that they say they're not even alive. They don't have any emotions. Their only time they feel like they're alive is when they're torturing and doing horrible things. When they're stealing money from the population. When they're bombing cities. When they're killing. And that's what these abortuaries are, or slaughterhouses. Your calls are coming up. I'm going to go to them early with Bob Chapman for everybody that's holding. You can get into any issue you wish. Here's some of the other stories I have. And again, I see these every day. This is out of the Post Gazette. State may compensate juveniles sentences by judge in Luzerne. State lawmakers are seeking ways to compensate children sent to detention centers by a pair of Luzerne County judges charged with taking kickbacks for sending juvenile defendants to facilities in Luzerne and Butler counties. State Judiciary Committee Chairman Stuart Greenleaf said yesterday he would hold a hearing to find ways to help the children and their families. One option is to provide money for the Crime Victims Compensation Fund, said Mr. Greenleaf, Republican Montgomery. The hearing, which has not yet been scheduled, is at the request of Republican Senator Lisa Baker and John Grodner, whose districts include parts of the county. They made the request yesterday, the same day the third Luzerne County court official was arrested in an ongoing corruption probe. See, it's not total takeover yet. There's still good people in the system. Court Administrator William T. Sharkey, Sr., 57, yesterday agreed to plead guilty to embezzling more than $70,000 in illegal gambling money seized by authorities between 98 and 2008. Two other county court officials were charged last week with fraud and conspiracy to commit fraud. Judge Mark A. Civarella and former senior judge Michael T. Conahan were accused of taking $2.6 million for sending children to two facilities owned by Pittsburgh businessman Greg Sapala. It goes on to say the judges could each face prison terms up to 7 years and 3 months, according to the terms of the plea agreements they signed last week. No charges have been filed against the person that made the payoffs. And what was it for? They would just take innocent children there for no reason and give them criminal convictions to send them into the system. And that goes on right here in Austin. There, people will be late to class three times in the government training camps. Been covering this for more than 12 years. And they will call you in. They have portable buildings. So many courts they have. They have portable buildings. And a kangaroo judge, no jury, no due process, will scream at the parents and say, sign this form agreeing your child's on probation for three absences. Then the next time they do anything wrong, of any just the smallest thing, they are sent to juvenile, they're in the system, and then federal money flows. But the kickbacks go because a lot of these homes and prisons and facilities are private. They then make payoffs, and we know what's going on here, and they just don't care. So APD, ought to get Artie Cervantes in here. Hey, police chief, why don't you say something about this? Oh, Alex, come on. That's not going on in Austin. Baloney. Bull. They got bounties on newborn babies they kidnap around here. And it goes on to say that her first-time offender's son was expecting community service and a fine for pushing another boy last year. Instead, he was taken from the courtroom in shackles and brought to Camp Adams, where he was beaten by other teenagers, forced to wear ripped clothes, four sizes too big, and permitted visitors only twice a month for an hour, she said. And it goes on. Kids who were truant were taken to the camp. This is a business, folks. Criminals run things. And a large percentage of them are pedophiles. Just like every youth commission facility in Texas was caught running rape rooms, and the parking lots were filled with judges and police in there raping the kids.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.